The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now we're joined by Laura Bryan, who is Director of Water Compliance at the Commission for Regulation of Utilities. Laura, thank you very much for joining us. Now, you have approved a proposal from Irish Water that households would face excessive usage charges of up to €500 for wasting water. How would this work and why have you agreed that?
Good evening, Matt. Thank you for having me on. Yes, so today the CRU has published its decision on the Irish Water's Household Water Conservation Charge. So what this is designed to do is to promote water conservation in domestic households, encourage customers to fix leaks, and also to target that reduction in consumption to the highest users. What we do know is that 10% of Irish Water customers account for almost 40% of all domestic water consumption in Ireland, and these are the customers that we are looking to try and change their behaviour and to fix their leaks as a way of sort of avoiding this charge. And I think it's important to point out that this charge is not a revenue-raising measure. It's really designed to change behaviour, and the process by which Irish Water will interact with customers is to provide them with the information necessary to make those changes.
But have you estimated how much money would be collected under this system and who would get it?
Yeah, so the revenue would be earned by Irish Water. We estimate that it would probably be about between 7 million and 9 million annually. And that is, in comparison, that's about 1% of the total amount of money that Irish Water needs to run their business on an annual basis. So, as I said, this is not about raising revenue. This is really about promoting conservation and encouraging people to fix their leaks. Of those 10% of customers that are high water users, Irish Water estimates that around 60% of them probably have a leak on their property. And part of this process is all about Irish Water providing those customers with information. If they are using in excess of an annual allowance, they'll get a call to action letter that will indicate that they are consuming a lot of water. They'll be given information about how to reduce that consumption. They'll be given the opportunity to potentially avail of Irish Water's First Fix Free scheme. That is a scheme whereby Irish Water will fix the leaks that might be between, say, your gate and your front door. And it's only if they continue to consume in excess of that annual allowance that they would be subject to a bill after 12 months.
Who's responsible, though, for leaks that you might have on a premises or in the garden?
So that would be the household's responsibility. Irish Water takes responsibility for fixing the leaks, again, up to the front door. Otherwise, the responsibility rests with the household.
Okay, but how easy is it to prove where the leak actually is?
So what Irish Water will be able to do is, based on their monitoring of household consumption, they will get a flag up that this household is consuming a lot of water. They'll contact the household. They will then be in a position to identify whether or not the potential usage is arising from a leak in the front garden versus something happening in the house. And it may not be a leak in the garden. It may be a continuously running toilet or something else.
Yeah, because you have sort of two categories for overcharging, isn't it, or overuse, water in and water out. Explain the difference, please.
So water in and water out is whether or not you're being charged for a water supply service or wastewater treatment. So most households, certainly in urban areas, will be taking two services from Irish Water. They'll take water in, and they'll also get the water out. The wastewater will be removed from the house and treated.
Okay, what about the numbers of people living in the house? What if you have a large number of children, if you have adult children who still live in the house with you?
Excellent question. So the annual allowance is based on the household consumption for a four-person household. If the household has more than four people in it, then the Irish Water will be contacting people and enabling them to register additional household members with them such that they will get an additional allowance. So when I talked about the 213,000 litres as the standard annual allowance, an additional 25,000 litres per person will be permitted for larger households.
But is there a differentiation between children under the age of 18 and children 18 and over who may still be living in the house?
No, there's no differentiation at all. It's about the total number of people living in the household.
Okay. Is this a done deal now? Is this something that is definitely coming in, or could it be overturned if there's political opposition to this move?
From our point of view, this is a decision that we've made on foot of the legislation that was passed back in 2017. So we are expecting that Irish Water will now go through the process of starting implementing this policy. But I do think it's important to sort of point out to your listeners that no one will receive a bill until late 2020 or early 2021, because a bill would only be issued after 12 months of excessive consumption had been measured.
How's it going to work in apartment blocks?
So most apartment blocks, or many apartment blocks, are not metered. But the other thing to point out, I think, is that it would be unlikely that water users in apartment blocks would actually end up being in excess of this annual allowance, because they don't tend to have supply pipe leakages or indeed gardens where people might be watering a lot.
And finally, how many people actually have their property metered by Irish Water at present? I'm not talking now about people who are on group water schemes, but people who get water supplied to them, formerly by the councils, now by Irish Water. How many of them actually have active meters installed?
About 800,000 meters are in place across the country.
For how many residences?
I think there are approximately 1.4 million households that take services from Irish Water, so about 60% of those properties have a meter installed.
So the 40% who don't have meters installed have nothing to fear. They can continue to consume merrily and they will not be charged anything. But those who actually do have a meter installed, they're the ones who are at risk of getting these charges if they consume too much water or use too much water.
No, on the contrary, Matt, what Irish Water here is proposing is a policy that will also apply to unmetered customers.
How will that work if you don't have them metered? How will you know if they're using too much water?
So Irish Water has meters across their system. These are called district meters, and these meter, say, on the outside of a housing estate. So Irish Water is aware of how much water is flowing into a particular area. So via that mechanism, they were able to identify if on average a housing estate has a large level of consumption relative to the number of households. And following on from that, they will go and do further investigations of households within that area. They have the ability to put what they call flow monitoring devices down service pipes, which can actually monitor the rate of consumption into individual households. And so that's the way in which they will be able to identify whether or not there are households without a meter that might be at risk of exceeding the household allowance. And in that case, the same process will be followed. They'll receive a call to action letter indicating that they might be at risk of excess consumption. And if they want to, they can avail of having a meter installed at no cost to them and also get their leaks fixed in the same way as a meter customer would be treated.
Laura Bryan from the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, thank you very much for joining us. We're joined now by the Solidarity TD, Paul Murphy, TD for Dublin South West, who of course has been an extremely vocal critic of the water charges regime. Paul, you're also an environmentalist though. Do you not agree with an idea which would try and minimise the amount of waste?
Hiya, Matt. I think we need significant investment in water conservation. However, I'm very disappointed, not thoroughly surprised, that out of the recommendations that came from the Oireachtas Committee on the Future Funding of Water Services, the only one that they're implementing is the one that is here in terms of excessive usage charge, a deal done between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which would see a return of full water charges by the back door. But what they're not doing is any of the other recommendations that are to do with conservation. For example, a proactive retrofitting program to provide for the maximum level of water conservation, amending existing building standards and regulations, establishing a water conservation grading scheme, an education scheme, investment in rainwater harvesting, greywater harvesting, and other water-saving technologies. And what that reveals is that the government is not interested in water conservation at all. Irish Water don't seem to be interested in it, because if they were, they would invest to fix the pipes, which are responsible for 43% of all of our water being lost.
Sorry, haven't Irish Water committed to a massive amount of improvement of the pipes throughout the country to try and minimise the water wastage? There's an enormous scheme, for example, in Dublin to try and make sure that the main water mains are brought up to 21st century standards.
Well, they might be committed to it, but the funds haven't been allocated to it, and they're not making the investment to do that. Instead, they are focusing their energy, time, resources on a scheme which, as Laura pointed out, will not raise any money for Irish Water to start with. It will waste money. It'll take significant resources to set up this whole new charging regime, a billing scheme, everything else. It'll take huge resources, and I think it's practically impossible to implement, to seek to bill people like me and like everybody who lives in Tala and in many parts of the country who don't have water meters. And all of that money would be far better spent on fixing the pipes, on an education program, on water conservation measures. And to me, all of that demonstrates that is not what this is about. They're just trying to greenwash the same policy that they already had, which is to try to commodify water, to get in the charges at whatever level they can, and to use that as a thin edge of a wedge to establish a full charging regime again in the future.
But Paul Murphy, one final thing. Would you not accept that, despite the fact that most people are responsible in their consumption and use of water, that there are people who are irresponsible, and that the way to stop people acting irresponsibly in many cases is not to do with education, much as we might like to think so. It's through actually hitting them in the pocket if they use water excessively.
I don't, because the evidence, for example, from the report from the expert group on water charges, found that we use quite a lot less water per person than people in Britain do, where obviously you have similar, you know, climate and so on. They have water charges, we don't. So the evidence is not there that water charges works to lower consumption. And instead, the effect of water charges will be to punish those who are on lower incomes. You know, €500 is about 4% of the disposable income of the bottom 10%, and less than 0.4% for the top 10%. So it's a thoroughly unjust charge. And one point to correct something that Laura said was that she suggested that the charge is worked out on the basis of a four-person household. It isn't. The amount before you hit excessive usage charges, it isn't. It's based on the average household, which is actually 2.75 people or so. And so the consequence is that you will not have to be using a lot of water if you're a four-person household, or a lot more than average, to face water charges. You'll only have to be using about 20% more than average for the four people who are in the household to be facing charges. And so you can see quite quickly how people will come into the net here. And of course, if they manage to achieve this, well, then the minister has the power, without going back to the Dáil, in 5 years' time, to reduce the level that counts as excessive. And that's the road back to full water charges. If they get away with it, I don't think they will. I think they'll be defeated again.
Paul Murphy of Solidarity TD, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.